Peace, family. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Pharaoh.
It's the guy, Donnie Ascended.
And your boy, Rod the Guy, back after with you. Hold on. Bring it from the bottom. Back at you with another banger.
Okay, yes. I see what you did. That was actually crazy. I was wondering how you were going to do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, bro. Clearly, as we was talking, I was thinking about it. But that yes, sir.
That was nice. Mm-hmm. And today, this episode starts a new little series the team is doing about chakras. And we're going to take all the chakras, and we're going to start from the bottom and raise our way up, giving in-depth analysis, and to make sure everyone understands each chakra, understands how these chakras can become in balance, how to balance them, their purpose, and everything surrounding them. Because, I mean, it's chakras. Who doesn't know chakras? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Started off, we're starting with the very first chakra, the root chakra. So let's jump on in.
It's red.
It's red. Oh, yeah. It's red. Mm-hmm.
And a pretty flower.
Flower. It's the bottom. So first, before we even get into this, this is the first one. Let's establish, you know, what the chakras are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The chakras, you know, the chakra system, it works as a ladder. You feel me? Tune in one, you know, that leads to the other. And there are seven main chakras. There are like, I think it's like 14 in depth. Then it's like a whole another spectrum of like sub chakras that gets even deeper. We're gonna stick with the main seven for.
you sound like oh, what's his name? The guru from Avatar. He said there are actually 145. Let's stick to the main seven for now.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is like 145, but we're just gonna stick to the main seven. you know, everything from root down to the up to the crown chakra, and so. Like I said, chakras work at a ladder. So you start at the root chakra, but you can't get to the solar plexus or the heart chakra or the pineal gland chakra, third eye, crown chakra, et cetera, without tuning the first one. It's a ladder. You don't just start at the top of the ladder. You know what I'm saying?
That's like going up the stairs and to skipping a whole floor of stairs and get to the third floor by skipping the second. I'm like, hold on. You just jumped the whole flight of stairs? Like,
right. It's like when you don't want to crease your Air Force One, so you just start flying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so when it comes to chakras, there are three main fundamentals to them. One, they're to vitalize your auric body. And by auric body, I mean the aura, you know, the aura that surrounds your body. If there are layers to our aura, you got the outer shell, inner shell, and you got the core of your aura.
Mm.
You
feel me? Like a nut. Mm-hmm.
Yes, like a nut. But no, a nut just got an outer shell.
No, it don't. What you mean, Aaron? You there nuts have more than one shell, but I promise you.
They do.
The inner shell is the inner shell? What nut?
Yes. Got you ever seen a peanut, bro?
Yes, bro, has a softer inner shell. Yes.
Okay, that's an exception.
What do you mean? That's okay. Continue.
Well, I ain't a pistachio too, but I ain't never seen an almond do that.
That boy gonna look for the one nut that don't. You know, I think it's still got an inner shell. But either way, just continue. Golly,
that's the first nut I thought about. I was like, an almond don't got no. I was like, what kind of almond he eating?
All right, back to the scenario. Talk about nuts now. Get back to the chakras.
Again, the three main fundamentals of it is to vitalize your auric body as well as your physical body and to promote the levels of consciousness within your body. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And
so, of course, we're starting with the root chakra. It's also known as the, let me see if I can make sure I know how to pronounce this word.
Talking about the Muladhara? Yep, yeah, Muladhara.
Right. I didn't want to butcher, you know what I'm saying?
I was waiting for help too. I'd be like Muladhara. Yeah.
Right. And so the root chakra is the lowest level chakra. It's located at the base of your spine. It includes your tailbone, your genitalia, the pelvic floor. It's that no fly zone. You know what I'm saying?
The pelvic floor.
The gooch.
who said it? Marlon Wayans.
Gooch.
He calls it the gooch. It's that area. It's the no-fly zone. And so the word Muladhara, it breaks down in Sanskrit into two meanings. So Mula means root.
Mm-hmm.
And Adhara means support or base. So this is your base. This is the foundation of your chakras. You feel me? It's the foundation of the entire system.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
I just say, I think that translates into the things that it affects emotionally. You know, when you think about the root of human emotions, what is the root of human emotion? And that's survival. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so that's what the root chakra is surrounded around. That's survival. So that means that's your fight or flight instinct. You know what I'm saying? That's around, you know, security, safety, fear, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Reproduction.
Yeah, you can't worry about none of the, no social or what's it called, esteem or nothing like that until your basic needs are met, or else you just ain't gonna make it anyway. You gotta survive first.
Right, base needs. That's such a key word, because that mm-hmm. contributes to a lot of problems here in the root chakra, but we'll get into that.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it's called the root chakra because it's a phrase that's often used called grounded or rooted, where they tell you to go outside which and be in nature, like, you know, take off your shoes and your socks and put your feet on the grass and get rooted. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's really like the earth. It's really root chakra is like symbolic to the earth as well. This is why we have the phrase to get rooted, that survival instinct. It's this, the root chakra is probably the most primal chakra because it's still, remember, you know how we always talk about that animalistic side inside of us?
Yeah.
This is that chakra that links you to that animalistic instinct, right? This is how that animal instinct still survives within you, because when you have that root chakra, this helps you activate it in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. You can literally ask any person. Their most animalistic behaviors are going to be when certain things are threatened. You know what I mean? If your safety is threatened, it'll unlock that side of you. If your food is threatened, it'll unlock that side of you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People in modern day, if your money is threatened, because money directly links to being able to provide for yourself, you know, being able to purchase that food, you know, that house for your shelter, all of that, you know, that will unlock that animalistic side of you. So, you know, everything that falls under the umbrella of safety, you know, security, self-reliability, I feel like, I feel like that all is up under the root chakra and is affected by it.
Right. And I think something we overlooked in the beginning, let's talk about the color being red in relation to that animalistic nature. Mm-hmm. And that, you know what I'm saying? Red is often associated with things like war, you know, fire, stuff of that nature. Mm-hmm. So you see why the color correlates to the still you haven't being the root, that animalistic side to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. If I recall correctly, I think in a color scheme, red represented like, you know, energy or activity. So, you know, you, like when a bull sees red, you know, it's that rage start kicking on, like, oh, I gotta go now. It's time to attack or whatever it is. As put,
you know, that's a myth, right?
I know that one's a myth. I'm talking just symbolically. Red is activity or anger, if you want to put it like that.
Don't be coming on the show talking about no myths, bro. I don't want to hear no myths.
Look here, man. Red energy. That's the whole point.
I've learned more from myths and mythology than I have from real shit. What you're talking about. Okay? I done read some stuff talking about, and Horus came and swooped down and said, and go, that makes plenty of sense. And then I read something talking about something. He turned his blood to wine. I'm like, what the fuck he talking about? back to the chakra. Its element is considered earth, as we stated, because it's the spiritual part of the earth, because what the root chakra does is link you to the spiritual and the physical. Mm-hmm. It's your link, because this is the first establishment of your chakra, and your chakra is the first step to you elevating to your higher self, that kundalini awakening, that, you know what I'm saying, all those aspects to achieving higher, you know, or what we call consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's why it's the earth, because earth has everything to do with being grounded. Mm-hmm. And this is why, this is why it's seen as a divine feminine energy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because the healing nature, it's like, get grounded with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Okay, think of it like this. You know, and this is, it's a divine feminine energy, because think about when the placenta, right?
Mm-hmm.
The woman gives. You know how the placenta looks just like the tree of life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure does.
And it look in a tree. I already gave it away. It looks like a tree. It's the earth, and that explains why it's divine feminine, because it's telling you the woman is the base of the root chakra. You know what I'm saying?
The base of the pure energy itself. That's the base. Right. It's like with the kundalini awakening. We know it starts from bottom and then it go to the top. You feel me?
Right.
So if it starts from the bottom, that means that the purest form of that energy, the is going to be the starting point. You know what I'm saying? Where it first enters, and that's going to be the root chakra.
That's what, right. Yeah, that's like roots in general. That's where the tree gets most of its energy and nutrients from the roots.
Facts. And so it's the center. It's the centerpiece. It makes you feel safe, centered, secure, loved. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, you know, I think it's good to get a food that represents, or a food that's a color of each chakra in your body. So if you hear this episode, go get something red, like an apple,
or some Kool-Aid.
Get an apple. Of all the red things we have, this is Kool-Aid. He could have said strawberry, apple.
Yeah, I prefer strawberries, but yeah, don't get no Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid can be any color. It don't count, but yeah.
But, you know, again, especially with the root chakra is like, it's grounding your body. It's like preparation. Like you said, it's the base.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And often, it has a lot to do with our body, because what the root chakra does, it holds on to these personal experiences that we experience. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it deals a lot with our emotions. And like, for example, I read that like how in relation to our bodies, we don't think about how everything our body offers us. You know what I'm saying? At least this shell offers us. And we take the body, this shell, for granted until something goes wrong with it. Mm-hmm. It starts malfunctioning. And so then we become, you know, angry, ungrateful with our mortality and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't remember that the body is only going to speak to you the way it knows how to. You know what I'm saying? So if you're putting dis-ease and discomfort into your shell,
mm-hmm.
It's like living in like a cave that's full of like bugs. And like, man, they always crawling on me. Why you in there?
I'm saying, you know
what I'm saying. And so the root chakra deals with you being comfortable in your own shell, because it's you creating a shell that can thrive with this energy flow. So if you got all these blockages and imbalances stopping you from, you know what I'm saying, going further up the ladder, You're only putting your body in further dis-ease.
Mm-hmm. And I want to emphasize that word imbalance, because when you look at the chakras as a whole, you can either have a blockage and that chakra not be activated, or you can have symptoms of an overactive chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Too much energy.
Yeah.
And the root chakra, that provides a variety of emotions. For example, if you have a blocked root chakra, that could be someone who's very insecure about themselves, you know,
or fearful of the world. You know, people don't like going out.
Fearful of the world, got a lot of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You have like a loss of energy, right?
Right, okay. Loss of energy. Don't want to move around. You sluggish. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It deals with that passion, right?
Yeah.
Right? Your root chakra is what's holding, like you said, it's what's holding you grounded. So it's just like a belief system,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like someone can tell you anything. You're like, no, I still believe in this. And it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's your root chakra being activated. You know what I'm saying? Right. Or just the root of your belief. It's the duality of that.
That foundation. But then even on the other hand, you got to overactive root chakra. That's when you get people who like short tempered.
They're,
you
know, too connected to their earthly, what's called form or right. possessions.
Too animalistic.
They mm-hmm. be aggressive.
Yeah. They up. They don't. I need food. Oh, I'm gonna get all the food. I'm gonna eat as much food as I can until I can't get any more. Then you weigh 400 pounds on 600 pounds on 600 pound life.
Right. See, and that relates directly in what we just said regarding the body, because eating disorders and weight issues are actually from the first signs of a chakra imbalance of the root chakra.
Then what else? You know, you got greed, of course. Greed is more material possessions like money, gold, expensive things to make you feel better.
Well, it can even make you become insecure about your material wealth. Because think about it. You can have someone who is insecure because they don't have enough. And you can have someone who's insecure because they have enough, but they have too much. And now they're worried about losing what they do have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. And I think a big major point when it comes to the root chakra is understanding the foundation of the root chakra. Like, how do you develop your root chakra? And I think when we talk about that, we got to think about the subconscious conscious programming we go through as youth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And by that, I mean our family, because that's the most direct influence you have on you as a child. Mm-hmm. Because as we stated, and I think one of our very first episodes, the programming of the youth, something along those lines, we stated how as soon as you come out the womb, you're being programmed with thoughts that aren't your own. You have not been given an idea to think for yourself.
I'm saying they give you what to eat. They tell you where to go. They take you wherever you need to go. They buy you stuff. You just take it. Like, you ain't no choice decision.
Right. So your family relationships, their beliefs, what y'all believe as a family is held in your root chakra as well. This is why the impressions that, you know, we have as children tend to carry on into our adult life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because when we're children, you know, we give so much trust in our family to do everything they're doing is right. It doesn't mean they're wrong if they mess up, because they're going to mess up. But it doesn't mean you're not being programmed, you know what I'm saying, by mm-hmm. their beliefs. This is why when some people decide to think for themselves and their family or do something different, they get scrutinized so heavily for it.
Yeah. Because
it goes to their root chakra. When in doubt, you might just be balancing yours, and there it might be you realizing theirs have been imbalanced the whole time. This is why, like, when we go through, especially like them 10 years, that's the most pivotal time for you to develop your root chakra.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in layman's terms, that's like your first, like a wolf, that's your first pack, that's your first group you've ever been accepted into. So if you go against what they like, you're feeling that little part of you missing, like, oh my gosh, am I doing what's right, or am I just need to go back to the pack, you know, that little pack mentality.
Right. And going back to what Don said, like, when we look at this first chakra in relation to family, right, it's one of them things that's almost really hard to balance. This is why it takes it's hard for people to start balancing their chakras, to get their root chakra balances. It's easy, but it's not easy at the same time. Mm. But it's going to be as easy as you allow it to be as well, mm-hmm. with the power of your mind. If you let it be easy, it'll be easy. And so this is why you have, let's say you grow up in a household that's super loving and supportive and super sheltering, you might have an overactive root chakra, mm-hmm. where someone who might not have as loving, caring parents, they don't really care, will have a unbalanced
or blocked chakra. Mm-hmm.
Right, a blocked root chakra. Right. And so someone that has an overactive going to have like a lot of codependency issues and mm-hmm. privileges, and yeah. they're not going to be able to accept change, mm-hmm. where someone with the block one ain't going to be able to understand.
Or trust people. Like, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it gives you that insecurity place about yourself in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And this chakra even relates to, you know, like, earthly things such as, like, money, careers. And really, your parents are manifestation. Because, as we stated in the beginning, This is about your basic survival. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This chakra deals with that. So if your root chakra is centered, that means you're able to manifest.
Mm.
If you're rooted in all these ways.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, that's when you start setting false limitations of yourself. If it's not. Because the only restrictions on your manifestations are you and what you believe. So if you don't believe something, it's not going to happen. And that's a sign that you're not as in tune with your root chakra.
Because
mm-hmm. the root chakra is what gives you the strength to strive for what you want. It's like when you see something, you're like, I want to be like that. And you see someone, and they hustle, and they get exactly that. Mm-hmm. They manifest that because their root chakra is in tune, whether they knew it or not.
Mm.
And so it raises, you mean the Muladhara imbalance. When it's balanced, you know, it raises this vibration of the entire chakra system. And so that's how you attract these material things that you desire, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's how you manifest the dream into reality.
Mm. The world, the universe provides just what you need, not too little, not too much, just that perfect center amount to keep it in balance.
Right. And, I mean, the stronger your root chakra, the better. You have better chances of survival. I mean, it's possible. This is possible because some people don't think it's impossible to have like the life you dream
mm-hmm.
without the simple thought and balancing of this chakra, because it's the instincts that you have that keep you safe and secure. You know what I'm saying? Like we said in the beginning, the fight or flight. And it all comes from the root chakra.
Yep.
And the same things applies to things like your, even your, like, the reproductive abilities of a person, right? So someone may not, so a woman or man may be infertile because their root chakra is not balanced.
Ooh, I ain't think about that one. Jesus.
They might not, they'd be like, oh, I don't know what's wrong. Your root chakra ain't balanced. You don't know who you are, or you're not comfortable with who you are. You're trying to have kids. You're trying to have kids. Your DNA ain't even straight because they don't know what it is. Right? So now, so this shows you that the root chakra is all encompassing, because it has, it deals with your physical pleasures, your success, your strength, all the positive emotions you have. Especially for men, I think it's vital to keep this chakra in the best state possible, especially for men. This is why so many men recently have been coming up as infertile, besides wearing them tight jeans every day.
Oh, my God.
I keep it real. I be seeing boys with the tightest of jeans. I'm like, man,
it's one thing having like fitted, you know, that's just not sagging off. Another thing when you have to like jump into the jeans.
Fitted is perfect. When you gotta jump in, you gotta suck the life out your legs to get into.
Boy, it was one dude, bro. He dropped his chains, right. He had to ask his homie to help him pick it up because he couldn't bend over. Bro, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, my dog, that's them too tight, my guy.
Right, and so again, as we stated, when this chakra is blocked, it's the it's pretty much saying the flow of your energy is blocked. You're not directing energy, and this is the most crucial chakra because this chakra sustains the other six. So, say you do have every chakra open, right? You have went through all the passages. If this chakra starts fluctuating, you're gonna see the rest start flickering too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like an extension cord. But if the first extension cord don't work, then the other ones ain't gonna work either. They gonna
this whole thing's like a building. You can't get into the building if you tell you go to the first floor, go to the front door. That's the front door. This is it.
Right. So if your root chakra is blocked, I'm 100% sure the rest of the chakras are gonna be out of alignment in what they should be doing. And this is where you find all these issues. Matter of fact, here's the even if y'all know Inside course. Out, right? Yup. Y'all ever realize how all the colors of the emotions that represent those chakras too?
That's so, true. So anger is the what's it called? Blue, purple, okay, orange. Got you.
Right. So, okay, if you look at the movie, and if you don't know what Inside Out is, it's a Disney movie where it's like a girl who goes through. It's like inside her head is all the emotions. It's like an individual emotion with its own personality. So you have anger, fear, cry, happiness.
And then, you know, she's entering her, like, teenage years, so they're all out of sorts right now because she's going through, you know, puberty or not.
Right, and the girl basically goes through depression, and it's because certain chakras would take over when they shouldn't take over, and they cause these blockages because this chakra does not deal with these emotions. So it would be like anger would deal with something about, a boy she liked. And give her all the wrong advice, and now she's furious. So this chakra, so the anger is now looking like, well, I don't know what's going on. This doesn't make any sense. Boom, now that chakra is blocked. You know what I'm saying? So that's the blockage right there. So now she becomes to feel insecure about herself. And then it becomes a chain of the links just keep breaking and breaking and breaking, and not in the good way, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're deteriorating.
Oof. And if they didn't return back, she would be like that forever. She'd been too far gone.
Right. That's why it's like she didn't get in balance. She become too far gone. We see that happen all the time, especially now.
People lost in the rut, and they feel like there's no way out because they've been so depressed or what's called upset for so long. They don't remember like joy or what's called other chakras being opened.
Right, and so I tell people. I mean, people always want to know like, how do you know this chakra is in balance? And usually, with the root chakra, since it's the first one, it's not hard to detect when this chakra is getting out of balance. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so crucial. Like, let's say you get in more aggressive with everything around you, or you start losing passion or something.
You're oversensitive. You know, little slights and jokes are starting to take like deeper cuts into you. You know, ever had one of them jokes that hit a little too hard?
Right. It's gonna be that negative feeling you have lingering. And it's gonna breed fear and anxiety,
it'll even manifest itself physically. You know what I mean?
Right.
You'll have. Mm-hmm. I've seen, you know, some studies and some books that say an imbalanced root chakra will cause things such as inflammation in the gut, You know what I'm saying? Or something like constipation. You know what I mean? Irregular bowel movements, things of that nature. It's like you wouldn't know when your root chakra is off balance because your body is definitely.
I'm saying you're right around that. What's called the no fly zone, the gooch.
The gooch. It's funny because again, the root chakra is the one that deals. So it's pretty one of the only chakras that deal with the physical to the extent it does. So you're going to start seeing things happen to you on the physical level before you see it on the spiritual level to warn you. Like, that's when you start getting sick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those will be your first signs. So most people that are catching COVID have a root chakra imbalance, which is going to lead to a defunctioning immune system.
I mean, but what's to be expected when nothing but fear is pushed onto a person? And that's what the root chakra deals with. If you ain't got nothing but fear on your psyche, then that's what's going to be affected. And that just shows people to be more protective of their psyche. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got a fear-based psychology in modern day times with everything going on now. So I feel like root chakra deficiencies, those are going to be, you know what I'm saying, so common now.
People, oh, yeah, they're common. Yeah, they're already common. And that's, as you said,
the all most common. Sciences, both modern and ancient, both linked. They said you will have what's called your physical and mental and emotional health are all linked as one. They all affect one another. And if one's out of balance, it can deter the other two.
Right. It's okay. This is that's the Holy Trinity they be talking about. And so, but enough about, let's talk about balancing this chakra. Then we talk about all the imbalance. Let's talk about how to balance this chakra. Since we have an understanding of what the imbalance is and how to detect it.
Because I was saying number one thing when I was looking up how to like what's called balance that chakra is to engage in like, you know, those I don't say earthly but like grounding activities, you know, like I don't know, like, you know, enjoying nature, gardening, exercise, healthy cooking, stuff like that just feels one with nature or like, you know, yourself, stuff like that.
Yeah, go outside and ground yourself. I know it's cold, but put your toes in that grass.
Yeah, I've read a lot of things that talk about getting back into your body, you know, a lot of things that deal with the root chakra deal with getting too caught up in our mind. You feel me? Getting too caught up in, you know, being fearful or insecure and not having the confidence that we need, but getting back into your body. So like Rod said, you know, physical activity, that's a big one. You ever realize how people say they start working out and not only do they look better, but they start to feel
people,
better?
People literally have told me they go to the gym whenever like they're going through some like relationship or anything else to like get that little anger or fear out of their system before it turns to something else. You know what I'm saying? Like sweat it out type of idea.
Right. It's because exercise is directly linked to the root chakra.
Dancing too. I tell
that's physical.
Your root chakra down. I tell you to go dance. Well, you better go in there. You better get to it. It don't matter what you're listening to.
I mean, music helping your psyche. Meanwhile, your body is moving. You know, you don't realize it. It's still physical activity, dancing. That's the sport. So, yeah, kick it.
I've also seen a lot of affirmations that people will post for root chakra deficiencies. Things like, I am safe, you know. I am secure. I am centered. I am rooted.
For the past, I would say past week, I've been going to sleep with the affirmation playing. Like it was tuned to 432 hertz, so that like it'll be playing. I would still pick it up as I'm asleep. It'll be like saying stuff like, I am here. I am all I need. Everything I require is within me now. I am not limited by anyone except myself. Stuff like that while I'm asleep. And it plays for like an hour. So like, you know, past couple weeks, I've been feeling that little, like that little, I'll say bump in my energy or mood, if so to speak, if that makes sense.
I feel that.
And it's good, especially with the root chakra, the power of the phrase I am. You know what I'm saying? I am is the most powerful statement of all of history because you're declaring I am XYZ. I am, you know what I'm saying? So when you're saying I am in tune, now I say it's a difference between saying it, but you gotta believe that shit too. If you don't believe it, it's gonna backfire. It's like you shoot the pistol with a jam. And you said, man, I'm gonna get you, and that motherfucker cop back and explode in your face. Like, nah, you knew you wasn't gonna pull that trigger. It was like, let's call your bluff. You know what I'm saying? The universe gonna call your bluff. It'll call your bluff in a heartbeat too. But man, I'm gonna do that tomorrow. You know, I'll slap you inside the head like a wet sleep, boy. Mm-hmm.
What were those phrases on those sticky notes when I was in your car? It was like, I am magnetic, I am vibrant, I am ascending, something like that.
In my car, I got three sticky notes that said, one says, I am magnetic,
I'm vibrant, I am ascending.
True. I am vibrant, mm-hmm. and I am ascending. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I get in the car in the morning, I read, and I'll be tired as a mug. I'm like, what's that say? I'm mad about.
Yeah, I feel like getting into a routine of saying it or having it somewhere that you're always looking to remind yourself, even when you're not thinking about it, just good psychologically, because your subconscious is going to pick that up like, oh, I'm ascending. I'm vibrant. Right. I'm magnetic every day. And it's like,
And another way to balance the root chakra is, when it comes to the chakra, it's always good to utilize the color of that chakra. So since this chakra is red, let's say if you meditate, you can visualize that chakra, like where that chakra is located, and you can visualize it right there, you know what I'm saying, at the end of your back, where the root chakra. And then this is that's like a good starting point to have it cleansed and balanced. And so you'll visualize that energy right there, and you just imagine it radiating through you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And in addition, this is why yoga is so important, especially for the chakras. Cause a lot of men don't do yoga because they find it as feminine, which is goofy. Like
I'm saying, men have been doing yoga for centuries. Sport. Like get out of your dang what's called masculinity. What's the term? Ego. Let your ego go.
Yeah. And you know, especially and yoga is good for cleansing and balancing the root chakra. Especially, let me say it, the tree pose. Here. How funny!
Yeah,
right?
I see what you did there. Come on, now.
and so, you can even utilize the power of water when it comes to the root chakra. It's also been saying since, we know water is the most rejuvenating thing here. So that's why water is in so many rituals, right? And that's why it's known as, you know, it's cleansing, it's purifying. This is why water is always used to help cleanse and balance you in the root chakra because of its power. And so that's why there's all these cleanses. That's why there's like water fast and stuff like that because that's cleansing you. So your body has a clean root. You know what I'm saying? Like what happened when the roots of a tree die? They just die. The tree
it can
dies.
It can lose a branch. You lose some leaves. It'd be fine. You lose your roots. You're dead. That's it.
Right. And that's metaphorical for saying you can get out of tune here and here because you can retune though. You can grow more, but you losing your base, losing the roots can kill you. Right. And so if you treat it to if you visualize the root chakra as a form of water. You would utilize it more because you can get centered as a result of these cleanses. You start to feel that sense of calming, you know, openness, especially like overall in life. And you start feeling that energy. That energy starts awakening within you. So, yeah, I think we gave I think this is a good introduction to understanding the root chakra again. This is the most basic and
episode 107, root chakra. Yes, the first fundamental.
Right. And so on that note, I think we're going
to go. All right, boys, you know the drill. From men to kings.
From kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Fair Entertainment.
And we outie.
Peace, family.